proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. This is your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Perhaps no other subject in recent history challenges our minds so much as the Holocaust. Over 70 years ago, the world woke up to the fallout of World War II and the Holocaust. In the end, over 6 million Jewish people perished at the hands of the Nazi regime in places such as Auschwitz, Treblinka, Dachau, and the Warsaw Ghetto. In these days, I believe we should know the facts concerning the Holocaust and say never again. Unfortunately, many people are forgetting this tragic event. In light of this, IBJM welcomes you to join us in Hickson, Tennessee for our annual Holocaust Education Day, which will be held Friday, March 17th. For more information or to register, call us at 423-876-8150 or simply go online at ibjm.org. Now, with this in mind, let's turn our attention to the heroes of the Holocaust. Although we remember the tragic loss of the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust, we also remember those who stood up for the persecuted. If you go to Jerusalem, you can visit a beautiful and living memorial to those called righteous among the nations at Yad Vashem. Today, there are 26,120 people from 49 countries that are officially recognized by this organization. During World War II, several helped Jewish people and others that were affected by the Nazis. Some may have given food, while others may have provided temporary lodging to those in flight. The memorial in Jerusalem reflects those who put their lives on the line in an effort to save lives. Here are just a few of their stories. Let's begin by looking at someone most of us have heard of is Oskar Schindler from Germany. Born on April 28th of 1908, Oskar Schindler was a member of the Nazi Party who helped rescue over 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust. He employed them in his enamelware and ammunition factories in Poland in what is now the Czech Republic. He worked tirelessly to protect his workers from the Nazis. Schindler instructed his secretary, Maitek Pemper, to create a list of workers that were names from the Warsaw Ghetto. By the war's end in 1945, Schindler had spent nearly his entire fortune bribing the Nazi SS to save Jewish lives. His life is reflected in the 1982 novel Schindler's Ark, as well as in the 1993 Steven Spielberg movie Schindler's List. He died at the age of 66 in 1974 and is buried on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. I myself have been able to see his gravestone. Let's now turn our attention to Irina Sendler from Poland. She was born on February 15th of 1910. Irina Sendler was a Polish Catholic nurse and social worker that was instrumental in rescuing over 2,500 children from the Warsaw Ghetto. She provided falsified identification documents as well as arranged housing for the children as they sought escape from the Nazis. Irina Sendler worked in the resistance movement with the Polish underground and was finally arrested by the Nazis and condemned to death, but managed to escape her execution and survive the war. Her life and work has been presented in a PBS documentary, Irina Sendler, In the Name of Their Mothers, and also a Hallmark Hall of Fame presentation, The Courageous Heart of Irina Sendler. Irina Sendler died in 2008 in Warsaw, Poland at the age of 98. Another name that is familiar of the heroes of the Holocaust is Janusz Korczak, who was a Polish-Jewish educator. Now, Janusz Korczak was the pen name for Henryk Goldschmidt. He was born in 1878 and was a children's author, educator, and pediatrician. He spent many years as a director working in an orphanage in Warsaw, Poland. Though he was offered several opportunities for release, Korczak refused to accept freedom when his orphans were deported to Treblinka in 1942. He perished along with his 192 children in the gas chambers. And today, if you go to Yad Vashem, you'll find a memorial dedicated to Janusz Korczak there at Yad Vashem. Now, with all this in mind, there is a famous Talmudic saying that reflects the precious work of the righteous Gentiles, where it says, "He who saves a single life saves the entire world." As many stood up for righteousness in the face of evil, even so we are called upon to stand up for truth and those in peril. Jesus recognizes those who minister to others in need during their time of difficulty, according to Matthew chapter 25. You see, when you're ministering to those in need, you are really ministering to Jesus.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.